Hello, my child. Shh. Don't fear. I'm the very goddess that you've been praying to. You've been so very, very faithful and devout that I've decided to respond to your prayer personally. Of course I need to. Don't be so modest. You deserve this. I've seen you. Not only do you pray to me every day, but you're always going around doing good. I've been very impressed with you, and I think you deserve my full attention. Besides, I've always been a little bit more hands-on than the other deities. They all have strict policies to only intervene in human affairs, rarely and subtly. But I mean, what's the point of that? Why even have followers if you're not going to interact with them? Right? So, anyway, what is it that you need? Judging by the beginning of your prayer today, you're really desperate for something. Do you need money? Protection? Romantic advice, perhaps? Oh, don't be silly. Whatever you need, it's yours. You're such a good person. I know that I can't trust you. I'm perfectly confident that my divine aid will be used for good. All right, listen. I'm sure you have some idea in your head about how you're supposed to behave around a goddess. But I'm not the type of deity who gets fussy about respect or formality. Honestly, I'd rather have a close, casual, even intimate relationship with as many of my followers as possible. So just tell me what's on your mind. No more of this I'm not worthy stuff. Understood? Oh, sweetie. I had no idea. I've been keeping an eye on you, but I can't read minds, and my attention is split between many people. I never would have guessed that you're struggling so much. Get up off your knees and come over to me. Because I want you to sit on my lap so I can embrace you properly. Nonsense. What did I just finish saying? I'll decide what you are and are not worthy of. You desperately need a hug, and I'm going to give it to you. That's better. No need to be timid. I don't bite. Was that so hard? Don't worry, even though I'm floating in midair, I'm perfectly stable. You won't fall. Oh, you poor thing. When was the last time you've gotten a hug? It's such a shame. You deserve so, so much better. Nobody's ever told me that I smell nice before. What do I smell like? So sweet. Well, I'm very glad that you're enjoying yourself. I'd like to stay like this for a little while longer, in fact. Shh. There's nothing inappropriate about it. I'm a goddess. I'm the one who decides what's appropriate or not. In fact, we can do better than just talking. I want to give you some proper cuddles. Let me just lie back. There we go. Don't worry. I'm sure it feels strange while we're still in midair, but as long as we hold each other close, you'll be just fine. Which, of course, is the whole point. Now, I thought we had an understanding. Listen, it's one thing if you don't want to cuddle. But that doesn't sound like what your concern is. All this silly stuff about proper respect and whatnot. I don't know who said that cuddling with your goddess is inappropriate, but I couldn't care less about their opinion. I mean, isn't this so much better? You've been struggling with feelings of inadequacy and emotional distance for how long now? You haven't had anybody to confide in. You need this, my child. And what kind of goddess would I be if I didn't give my most loyal worshippers what they need? Something as simple as this should never be taboo. If you don't have anyone else to be close to, then you can at least be close to your goddess. There. That's it. Go right ahead and cuddle back. Good. You're settling in. I knew you needed this. How does it feel? Oh, sweetie. I'm so happy to hear that. I positively thrive on making my followers feel happy and loved. You have no idea how glad I am that I was able to be here for you when you needed it. You know, you smell nice too. You don't have to be anywhere you need to be, right? Even if you do, don't worry. I can make up for anything you miss. Not many people will argue against a goddess' voice coming down from the heavens, especially just to tell them to forgive someone for missing something. I hope it feels good. Lying against me. I have a lot of control over the form I take, and I choose to have a nice, soft body. Some of the other deities go for forms that are intimidating or awe-inspiring. I prefer something practical that feels nice to touch. Couldn't you tell? I love things like this. Hugs, cuddles, snuggles. I love to be close to people. You never feel closer to someone than when you're literally as close as possible to them. Which is why it's such a shame that I never get to do those things. My followers almost never agree to it. I know. I was surprised, too. They all think the same way as you, that they're unworthy or that it's inappropriate. I really want to figure out who spread that idea and slapped them. I had to be extra insistent with you because you really need this. I guess that's just what I have to do with everyone from now on until it sticks.
beneath me. No, of course I don't think that. It could never be beneath me to love my followers. And if I love you, then why wouldn't I want to be close? You know, if I'm being honest, I feel a little bit greedy. I'm doing this because you need it, but honestly, I need it too. It's not quite the selfless act that it might seem like at first. Oh, no, definitely not. I can't stand most of the other gods and goddesses. I wouldn't want to cuddle with any of them. They're not all bad, but none of them are as sweet and cute as you. You're much better for this sort of thing. Well, yes, I mean my followers, but I also mean you, specifically. I can't put my finger on it, but something about you is especially good for cuddling. Something about your size, or your warmth, or something. Of course. I'm in heaven, almost literally. I told you, I love doing this. It's not merely a favor to you, it's something we can both enjoy. You are enjoying yourself, I assume. You do have a glazed look about you, but one can never be too sure. Good. You know, now that I have a follower that's willing to do this sort of thing, I want to take advantage of it. If you're up for it, I have all sorts of ideas for how I could pamper you. I think I'll keep it a secret for now. But trust me, you'll love my ideas. I just know it. You'd better be prepared, though. I have a few decades worth of affection with no outlet. It might be quite a lot to handle. Oh, no need to look that intimidated. I told you, you'll definitely enjoy yourself, even if it gets a little overwhelming. It's just so wonderful to have a follower like you again. Not only are you willing, but you're just so adorable. You've been blushing this whole time, and I just want to see how much redder I can make you. But, you know, there's plenty that we could do here, but we'd have a lot more options if I brought you home with me. Oh, don't be silly. My home is in the divine realm, not the afterlife. You wouldn't be dying. Of course, you can come. Well, some other deities might not approve, but they can't do anything about it, and that's even if they ever found out. I get to choose who visits my home. There are a lot more... I don't quite know how to describe it to you. Possibilities, I suppose. There are more possibilities in the divine realm, so there's a lot more that we could do together. It would be a temporary visit, of course, but perhaps an extended one, if that's what you want. You can decide after you've spent a little time with me in my home. What do you think? Want to try it? I'm so glad you said yes. This is going to be absolutely perfect. It's been actual centuries since one of my followers has visited my home. I'm already brimming with ideas about all the fun things we can do together. Come along, my dear, sweet child. I'm going to give you all the divine love and affection that you deserve. All of it. And more.